The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 89. I don't know when was the last time you were newly enamored, but I can tell you from my relatively recent experience that it is heady stuff. It tends to make one less attentive to the world around one. Locked in the embrace of one's enamorata, with your lips pressed hard against theirs, etc., one has a tendency not to notice things creeping up on one, especially, as I've already said, when one's eyes are closed. It was because of this that Corinne and I found ourselves surrounded. We opened our eyes, having completed our kissing, for the moment, to find that we were in the midst of a group of strange and curious creatures. This, needless to say, was a tad unnerving. But I was not the lad who had foolishly set out from the amphiarthrosis all that time ago. I was now an experienced traveler who had survived many startling and frightening adventures, see above, and I handled this new situation with something akin to aplomb. Of course, it didn't hurt that the strange creatures that surrounded us were no more threatening than ordinary run-of-the-mill chimpanzees, and smack dab in the center of the group was my old pal, Mr. Freddy Bananas III. I was quite pleased to see my old traveling companion, and said so. I had a desire to hug him, and did so. He took it well enough, and thankfully restrained himself from humping my leg. I was happy that he was on his best behavior in front of Corinne. I wanted her to see me as friendly to animals, of course, but not excessively so. I introduced her, after a fashion, to Freddy B. Well, it is hard to renew one's acquaintance with a mute animal. There can be no real catching up. I had no idea what Freddy had been up to since he had left us for his new simian pals, and he had no way of telling me, but I did bring him up to speed on what had happened since he left. He had this sage look on his face that seemed to indicate that he understood me, but as I was telling him of the flood, I saw Corinne's face, and the look on her face did not indicate understanding. I stopped my story, chuckled, and shrugged my shoulders, saying something like, "You forget they're not human, don't you?" Honestly, I still feel a bit guilty about it. At any rate, I remembered what Corinne and I were doing in the jungle then, and I asked my hirsute little chum if he knew of any food lying around. For Corinne's sake, I mimed eating. At this rather foolish display, Mr. Freddy Bananas III made a funny face, and then he and his cohort took off into the jungle. I assumed he wanted us to follow, and so we did.